This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Economic history typically unfolds with each generation doing better than the last, but a new report from McKinsey Global Institute raises the grim reality of how young people today are at risk of ending up poorer than their parents. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains.
Over the last decade, most households and advanced economies have seen flat or falling incomes. And by most households, I mean up to 70%. 70. Compare that to the decade before.
This was less than 2%.
Anu Madagavkar is with the McKinsey Global Institute. She says in the 90s, up until 2005, we saw a lot of economic growth. Then the recession happened and a slow recovery. Madagavkar also nods to how technology is changing the workforce.
And really reducing demand for middle and low skills and increasing demand faster for high skills.
I don't see great prospects for less educated people in society.
Nicholas Bloom is an economics professor at Stanford University. He says rising inequality changes political climates.
Of course, it's led to the rise of protest candidates like Bernie Sanders, Trump, and I think even Brexit in the UK.
If slow economic growth continues, McKinsey predicts that 80% of income groups could face frozen or shrinking incomes in the next decade. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.